Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
If certain courts in Montana are nothing else, they're at least predictable. A point driven home this week when Judge Sherlock of Helena overturned the will of 71% of voters in the state by nullifying Montana's recently passed law requiring parental notification or consent for a minor to get an abortion. 71% of the people thought the law was a good idea, and one judge overruled them all. How does that happen? In this case, it was a calculated play by Planned Parenthood and Governor Steve Bullock. After the people passed the parental notification ballot referendum in 2012, the legislature passed a bill to strengthen the law by requiring consent rather than simply notification. They then backed the bill up with a ballot referendum in case the governor vetoed the bill. The governor and Planned Parenthood both knew the ballot referendum would pass, so they spent 2 weeks behind closed doors devising a scheme. In the end, the governor allowed the bill to become law without his signature, which nullified the ballot referendum. Planned Parenthood then filed suit in the 1st Judicial District, which tends to be very liberal. The gambit paid off when they got the decision they expected. The Attorney General's office fought the good fight, but in the end, one liberal judge trumped the will of almost three-quarters of the voters in the state. It's a sad day, but the fight's not over. Attorney General Tim Fox said immediately that the case would be appealed to the Montana Supreme Court, and we can still move to the federal courts if necessary. Remember, this is law in almost 40 states. Montana's completely out of touch with the rest of the nation. In the end, we believe that we'll win. Judge Sherlock said that the law violates the rights of minors, but voters know instinctively that 12 and 13-year-old girls should not be allowed to be taken to a Planned Parenthood clinic by their abuser so that he can cover his tracks. Parents should be involved in all healthcare decisions, and that includes an invasive procedure like an abortion. The Montana Family Foundation will file an amicus brief in the appeal and will keep you posted on the progress of the case. In other news, so-called non-discrimination ordinances, or NDOs, are gaining speed. These are municipal ordinances that prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. The problem is they can be used to force Christian schools to hire homosexuals or Christian businesses to participate in homosexual commitment ceremonies. In other states, men have used them as an excuse to use women's locker rooms, and a church was sued because it refused to allow its facility to be used for a homosexual wedding. These ordinances have passed in Missoula and Helena, Butte is on the verge of passing one, and the Bozeman City Council will introduce one soon. Billings, Great Falls, and Kalispell are on deck. These ordinances are a direct threat to religious freedom. In a New Mexico case where a Christian photographer refused to video a homosexual ceremony, the state Supreme Court said Christians must be willing to compromise their religious beliefs for the greater good of society. If you think that NDOs are a bad idea, please call our office. We'll connect you with others in your area who are fighting to stop them. Remember, as with any constitutional guarantee, when it comes to the freedom of religion, you either defend it or you lose it. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.